Good evening. This is the Chorus Call operator. And welcome to the 2010, the first half of 2010 results of the Hera Group. All listeners are in, participants are in listen-only mode. After the initial presentation, we will have a Q&A session. To receive assistance by the operator during the conference call, please press a star followed by zero. And now I'll give the floor to Mr. Tommaso Tommasi di Vignano, chairman of the Hera Group. Mr. Tommaso di Vignano, you have the floor. Good evening. It's the usual team here with Mr. Venier and Mr. Hansen, but this evening we also have the Director of Administration and Finance with us, Mr. Moroni, who has been working with us for a few months now. We are here to illustrate the results of the first half, and for the company it was a very satisfactory first half of the year, both vis-a-vis 2009 and the equivalent semester, and also in terms of the results that we had compared to the first quarter in 2010. In both cases, the figures that you probably already are aware of due to the publication of our communique prove our good results. Also, vis-a-vis how these double-digit positive figures have been holding, as Mr. Hansen says, since all our figures have been increasing. Now, there are two figures which sum up these positive results, and they are the percentage growth of the EBITDA and the percentage growth of the net profit enhancement. EBITDA grew by 15.6% compared to the previous year, and in terms of net profit, we have a plus 33.8%, which are equal to almost to more than 42 million euros increase in EBITDA and 15.8 million euros increase as far as the net profit is concerned. As far as the contribution made by the various businesses to this result, I need to highlight that all of the businesses in the company did very well in terms of contributing to these positive results by, again, making their positive contribution to the achievement of this growth. Now, within this result, we have two highly significant figures that we will be going into later on, and they are the results of gas, with an EBITDA up by 18.4 million euros, and the waste EBITDA, which grew approximately 13 million euros, 12.8% to be precise, which are extremely satisfactory, also in light of the concerns that we had to deal with last year. The overall growth also has a significant contribution from the electricity sector, with an internal contribution to this result, which is highly supported by a higher quantity of volume, which is plus 16% in electricity and plus 5% in gas. This contribution in terms of the commercial policy, which, as far as gas is concerned, took advantage of the particularly cold winter in the first semester, is also accompanied by the results of the regulated activities within which gas distribution contributed, also due to the decisions that you are aware of in terms of the RAB assessment by the Energy Authority. All of this allowed these results to offset the competition level, which in terms of our downstream policy was noticeable in that period of time. Nonetheless, you'll notice that in terms of volume and in terms of clients, our response was very positive indeed. As far as the waste issue, which had a few critical aspects vis-a-vis the previous year, we can say that with an 8% growth of the market waste, which was processed, this was certainly a component which gave a boost to the group's overall performance. And we were also able to take advantage of the full performances of the Modena incinerator, which had begun working last year. In terms of investments, we'll go into how we have reduced investments with a minus 16.5% compared to last year, which is consistent with the reduction of our investment on the larger, on the major plants, on one hand, but also consistent with the anticipations that we had given in the industrial, in the business plan. The reduction of investment accompanied with our good management results allowed us to also obtain another positive result, which we had expected, which is that of having a significantly positive mark in terms of the cash flow that we have in the first half pre-dividend. And finally, I'd like to remind you of the fact that even though it doesn't have an impact on our economic figures, at the end of the semester, we also signed an agreement with the new Herr Ambiente partner. We finalized the negotiations with them. And after we have, we will be concluding the antitrust examination, we will be having the a new partner in the Herr Ambiente company and in our group. This was an operation that we wanted very strongly, which we managed for quite some time, and which we are very pleased of having completed within the time frame we had given you previously. And we are very glad to have such a qualified presence within our group. Moving on very briefly to our economic results, I'd like to highlight the most obvious aspects of the results we obtained. First of all, as you can see in our presentation, we have partial figures due to an improved macro scenario. We have our triggers here, which have been positive for us in terms of our plans, in terms of producing synergies within the group. Which is very positive. That can even be a surprise after years of our organic growth policy. As far as our revenues are concerned, we have a decrease equal to 14.8%. This was due to two main reasons. A decrease in our trading activities in the electricity sector, and on the other hand, the lower prices that raw materials have over the period, which have an impact both on tariffs and on costs in terms of buying raw materials, which consistently reduced significantly. As far as EBITDA is concerned, the intervention made on the regulated part of tariffs, which were consistent with our commitments, the expansion of the market, both in the energy sector and both in the gas sector, and the expansion of our activities in the waste business, which grew by 8%, all of this, together with our policy, which plays His close attention to costs in the period allowed us to obtain an EBITDA level which is equal to 313 million euros, which is equal to a plus 15.6%. In terms of depreciation and amortization, we have a plus 11% compared to the previous year, which is divided equally between these two categories, depreciation linked to the new plants which are now working, and the accrued provisions which derive from the amortization based on credits. Also, in terms of EBIT, this allowed us to obtain a positive result equal to 175 million euros with a plus 21.6% vis-a-vis the previous year. In terms of pre-tax profit, we are at 120 million euros with a plus 34.8%, which, after taxes, which keeps in mind on one hand the benefits of the Tremonti Ter law and on the other hand the negative effects of the Robin tax, has reached a 0.2%, and even in terms of net profit, after tax, we have a growth equal to 33.6% vis-a-vis the previous year. These were the fundamentals in terms of figures. There are some things that I need to add in terms of how these figures were obtained. You can see this on page 3 of our presentation. This was made possible thanks to a very significant synergy and organic growth figures, which is equal to 3/4 of the overall growth in the semester. The new plants, which are now fully working, in two cases, in the second semester 2009, and therefore we are comparing the first half of 2010, which did not benefit from the plants in the first half of 2009. These are the Modena plant and the Imola plant, which contributed to the EBIT growth equal to 11 million euros compared to the previous year. The second introductory point which needs to be made is something which concerns our portfolio, and there haven't been significant differences in terms of the contribution made by the various business areas, but we need to highlight the fact that even in these 2 years which were characterized by the economic crisis, the EBIT growth was equal to approximately 10% each year, which highlights the excellent performance of the company, regardless of the crisis that hit the market and our company, as all the others. I'll now give the floor to Mr. Venier, who will be breaking things down business by business. Thank you and good afternoon. As usual, we will be going into each business area, going into waste, water, gas, and energy. Page 4 now. The important figures of this first half are represented by an increase in the growth of this business area, which is equal to some 13 million euros. Now, this comes as no surprise. We had seen a few signals of this in the first quarter of the year and even at the end of last year. Now, were we to compare it to the first half of last year, which was especially difficult, the results obtained this year are very significant indeed. We have volumes on one hand and the contribution of the new plants on the other, which was very significant indeed. And we have to add to this the tariff increase on the collection services, which has been ongoing for the past 2 years. On page 4, in terms of volume, you will notice that there is a graph which shows how we have had an increase equal to approximately 500,000 tons in terms of the volume treated. this can be divided into the two various sectors, which is market to waste and the internal waste, the waste we manage internally, because obviously the waste production has a number of different passages. Out of the 2.9 million tons, we have 1.5 million, which comes to the market. The remaining part is made up of the internal waste that we manage. Now, within this 1.75 million tons, we have the special waste, which grew by 10%, and urban waste, which, as shown at the end of the year, last year, grew by 6%, which gives us an 8% average that the chairman was referring to a few minutes ago. The other point is represented by the fact that now the Modena waste-to-energy plant is now fully operational. It is the most important one we have completed over the past 2 years, and therefore its contribution is extremely visible in the first half of the year, and it is equal to some 8 million euros. Now, within the development of our service management, we need to highlight the fact that not only did we not interrupt the trend of transferring volumes from landfills to the waste-to-energy plants, but we also have a separated collection of waste, which represents 2 million clients, and which is at the highest in the sector. Now, what will we be facing in the months to come? Now, the events of the first half, which will be duplicated in the second half of the year, will be the startup of the Rimini waste-to-energy plant, which was the last plant that we had committed ourselves to building a few years ago. The plant has been up and running since June, and certainly in the last quarter of the year, it will be able to fully contribute operationally. But we also have two other operations, which are slightly smaller in terms of size, but which are important for the portfolio. The project for the biomass unit, equal to 120,000 tons, equal to some 12 megawatt, which is now in its startup activities. I remind you of the fact that this is an initiative that we are bringing forth with an industrial partner, and we have 50% of this operation. But then we also have the anaerobic digestion plant, which is the first similar, which is the first such plant in Italy, which just last week has been fully operational, and that is equal to 1 megawatt. Now, this is the overall picture in the waste sector. Moving on to the water sector, I'll refer to the figures on page 5. The elements here are a little bit more simple. In terms of volume, we have confirmed the volumes of the first half of 2009, approximately 100 million cubic meters, whereas we have, and we have approximately the same figures in terms of sewerage. The most important figure in this business is a tariff increase equal to plus 3.8%, which is in line with the agreements we had reached. And on the other hand, the initiatives that we are still working on, which are a part of the synergy and organic growth that the chairman was referring to, which had benefits in terms of cost, and especially in terms of the cost for energy, for electricity. As you know, this sector consumes a lot of energy, both in terms of sewage and purification. Now, in this business, and I'll go back to what the chairman was saying a few minutes ago, we have seen some encouraging growth in the real estate industry. And in this first half, we have less new connections compared to the previous year. Moving on to the gas business, as you know, here we have both the regulated side of the market and the liberalized part of the market. We are on page 6. As the chairman was saying in his introduction, you'll notice an increase in revenues, which is very significant. Here we had more than 18 million euros more compared to the first half of 2009, and this is both for the regulated activities, since we have the new tariff scheme and the new recognized RAB, which increased compared to the first half of 2009, even in terms of revenues, equal to some 6 million euros. And then in terms of the commercial and trading activities of gas and in district heating as well, which benefits from the completion of the functioning of the Imola cogeneration plant. We have an improvement in our results, not only in terms of the cold winter, but also in terms of a decrease in costs for the production of vapor, equal to 5 million euros. In terms of volume, also on page 6, you can see the results of the winter, which is particularly visible if you look at the distributed volumes and the commercial activities, which also saw an overall increase of volume both in wholesale and retail, equal to 13%. In terms of clients, as you know, we are the local incumbent within the Emilia-Romagna region, which is something that we manage in a sufficiently effective way. In terms of overall clients, we had a modest increase, meaning that we can fully offset the churn rate, which in this territory is mainly due to the presence of Enel and their commercial policy. Moving on to the energy sector, electricity, on page 7. In this case, we have an increase of 5.8 million euros. The positive contribution here comes especially from the sales and trading activities, with an increase of 16%. And an increase between sale and acquisitions, which was able to fully offset the decreased contribution made by the generation, which is something which all operators in the sector had to deal with in the specific sector. Within the distribution activity, we can notice a one-off event which had a negative effect equal to 1 million euros, meaning that the profitability of this business was slightly below the results obtained in the same period last year. Also because, if you look at the distributed volumes in this region, which had defended itself a lot better last year, there are no signs of recovery since the volume grew by 1.3% only in the first half. This is due to the fact that last year, when demand was decreasing by 15% in other regions, in this region, the demand decreased by only 3 or 4%. In this business, we also have the activities represented by micro cogeneration, which is a significant area of development, which is starting to offer some interesting returns with approximately 1 million euros on our revenues, and the benefits that we were able to obtain from the Tremonti tax benefit. The other services are more and more marginal within our overall portfolio, and these represent two activities substantially. In this case, we had a slight contraction, both in terms to a shrinking in our perimeter and in terms of the lower performances of the telecommunications businesses. Now, very briefly, on page 9, the performance of our investments. Here we are noticing a trend which confirms what we already saw last year, but which highlights even more those dynamics that we had highlighted in our business plan, which is bringing our investment, our overall investments closer to 350 million euros yearly. And as you'll notice in the figures, we are fully compliant with these expectations. The areas which in which there has been declining capex have been waste, but also water and gas, whereas electricity, there has been an increase, but that is due to the fact that we are working on a few initiatives, some of which are due to photovoltaic production, and at the end of the month of June, we started a 2-megawatt plant here in the city of Bologna. In terms of our financial debt, we have had a slight growth compared to the end of the first half of last year, which is due to the positive cash flow, which we recorded in the in Q2 and in Q1, and due to the fact that we have paid dividends equal to almost 100 million euros at the beginning of the month of June. Free cash flow, which is absolutely under control and which is even better compared to 30th June last year, considering the cyclicality of our figures. And the floor goes back to the chairman. Just a few more points to be made, which can be summed up in the following. The positive results allow us to be confident that we will be able to match our year-end expectations as our business plan showed last year. Also, keeping in mind that the comparison between second half of 2010 and the second half of 2009 will be made in areas which are more similar compared to the first halves of the 2 years, because at the end of 2009, certain elements, and in the waste business more specifically, had overcome some of the critical aspects which had emerged during the first half of 2009. Also, keep in mind that the overall results in terms of EBITDA for 2009 in the second half of the year also had the benefits of the one-off acquisition of the gas distribution networks, which had taken place at the end of the year, and obviously, being a one-off event, this would not be replicated, duplicated this year. So we certainly have the opportunity of being able to match our year-end expectations. We are also very satisfied with our commercial results in terms of our expansion. We are able to hold our ground in terms of the choices that were made, which on one hand allow us to grow commercially, and these were choices which weren't always understood in terms of our being cautious and the way we managed our operations upstream. When we entered the electricity business, we heard all of the concerns. We heard many telling us to not exaggerate in our presence since we were newcomers. And we benefit from a smaller impact, also in light of the difficulties that the sector had. But our cautiousness was also can also be appreciated in an important business such as gas, in which we decided to avoid making long-term commitments, which other companies had, which was certainly a difficulty for them in terms of managing 2010. So we're doing well in terms of expanding downstream, but we're also doing very well in terms of managing the specific era we are living in. We have already mentioned the good cash generation that we have had, obviously with good management and with a decrease in capex, and with also a working capital which is under control, it was inevitable that we would obtain results which are consistent with the commitments we made to the market. Life moves on. Mr. Venier already mentioned the startup of the Rimini plant. We had a peak plant that we had referred to previously, which has been built in the Abruzzo region, and it will be completed by the end of the year, as expected. And we are starting to work on the market opportunities outside of our region in terms of building waste-to-energy plants. As you know, we are taking part in the Florence tender. After having qualified for the shortlist, just a few days ago, we received the request to send in our bid, and hopefully we will be able to win the tender, since we have been working on it for quite some time now. And we expected to be able to make our offers in other regions of Italy. And besides the project in Florence, we now have another initiative in the southern part of Tuscany, which wasn't an activity that we had foreseen, but which we are looking into nonetheless, since obviously we are in a newer phase compared to the Florence operation, which was already described. And we'll see whether or not we will have the opportunity to take part in this second tender in order to be present in a market that we have an important stake in. As far as ISER is concerned, and as far as ISER's stake in Herambiente, this should be completed by the end of the year. And therefore, we will have a new partner within Herambiente, and this will also be a part of our commitments for the second half of the year. So, as far as our performances in 2010, we have no major concerns. You'll notice that we have started very well. And also, in terms of our strategy, there is consistency compared to the past. Now, we will be giving you updates as far as our business plan is concerned in the months to come. Now is the time for the Q&A session. Thank you very much. This is a chorus call operator. We will now begin with our Q&A session. For all those wishing to ask a question, please press star followed by one on your telephone. If you change your mind and to exit the list, press star followed by two. Anybody wishing to ask a question, press star followed by one now. The first question is by Francesca Pizzoli from Chevre. Good evening. The first question is on gas contracts. I'd like to know if the good results you had in the first half of the year are also expected in the second half of the year. Obviously, there were market conditions which are very favorable. And then a few more indications on the waste business. Now, can you tell us about the developments within Herambiente? This is Mr. Venier speaking. Now, I can answer the question concerning gas contracts. In terms of the good results, the answer is yes. As you know, the commercial contracts, but also procurement, since we don't have significantly long-term contracts in our portfolio, their deadline is, as far as the thermal year is concerned, from October to September. We have obviously signed new contracts for the for next year, as far as procurement is concerned, and the signs have been very positive indeed. So from this point of view, what we expect as far as this sector is concerned is absolutely in line with what happened in the first half of the year. As far as proceeds on the shares sold to ISER, as you know, we have an agreement which foresees a sale of 20% with an option to offer them a further 5% within the end of the year. Now, as far as a 20% stake, this is equal to 105.6 million euros, whereas the further 5% stake is equal to some 26 million euros for a total of 132 million euros. Obviously, these figures may be slightly modified due to the PFN of December 31st and the PFN of this year. So this is one of the activities which is being worked on before we have the final closing of the deal, and the payment is expected by the end of the year. Moving on to your second question, the forecast for the second half of the year, I can simply confirm what I just said. We have we're optimistic. And these types of results are certainly an excellent platform to be able to end the year with positive results. We also have to keep in mind the other two things I said, meaning that the comparison made between the 2 years is different between semesters, also in light of how 2009 went. So obviously we need to keep in mind the contribution that the second half of the year will be able to make. And the final remark is that already last year we had said explicitly that we wanted to reach the threshold of 600 million EBITDA as much as possible. Meaning that we're moving towards that figure, and we confirm it as our target, a target that we are moving towards with a very positive attitude, also in light of the results obtained in the first semester of the year. Just a follow-up concerning the proceeds. Is your idea that of reinvesting in the waste business, or do you not have any specific ideas in this sense? Well, there is no mandatory way of investing these proceeds. We will be able to, we will try to allocate the resources wherever we see the best possible return on our investment. Obviously, the strength of Air Ambiente, which has a debt level equal to 500 million euros currently, allows us to be able to rise up to the initiative that the chairman was referring to, which is the Florence waste-to-energy plant without needing any further resources. Were we to see other important opportunities in this area, we would certainly invest in that area. Otherwise, since we also operate in two other sectors, obviously we'll be able to reason, to think things out in terms of our entire portfolio. We'll invest in those areas in which our the return would be best. Next question is by Tarimiki of Banca Akros. Good afternoon. Can you give us further details on the gas procurement for the new thermal year? What types of contracts you have in mind? No, not the price, obviously, but what types of dynamics you have followed given the evolution of legislation. The second question deals with the potential development that the company may have in the Marche region. Do you have any news in terms of IMAG? And what type of figures can we expect for the end of the year? And what type of dividends do you expect since we have had an increase of revenues equal to 34%? Well, let's begin by the contract portfolio. As we said, we don't have many long-term contracts. As you know, we have an import capacity equal to some 500 million cubic meters, and on this, we have a part of long-term contracts. Everything else, equal to 2.5 billion cubic meters, is procured with the yearly contracts, meaning that we can work back-to-back compared to the market conditions that we are that are emerging both on the European and the Italian markets. Obviously, in the past 2 years, the role that Hera Trading has had within our group was that of optimizing the procurement chain to be able to bring gas into Italy. Thanks to partnerships with some European operators, and in part, thanks to the further capacity that we are able to obtain through the various bids that exist a few times during the year. Therefore, we have a portfolio which, on one hand, has a direct procurement, or procurement which is managed directly, and another part of procurement which is managed by national operators. Now, we have had an increase in the number of companies that we work with, even though obviously the two main operators are amongst our suppliers. I have to say that the conditions that we were able to negotiate allowed us to efficiently offset the authority's intervention on CC. Part of the contracts were signed after that, and therefore we were able to keep in mind the authority's decision. As far as the Marche region is concerned, as you know, that is our main development area besides Emilia-Romagna, and at the beginning of the year we emerged two sales companies, one of which was within Marche Multiservizi, which we partially controlled, another which we controlled indirectly. We brought together these 80,000 clients, and the work we have conducted in the past few months was very effective, since it allowed us to recover half of the clients that we had lost. We consolidated 84,000 clients at the end of June, and we were able to launch our sales in the electricity sector. At the end of last year, after 7 to 8 months of commercial campaign, we had had 8,000 new clients, and in the first 6 months of this year, we have added a further 4,000, which brings us to 12,000 clients, which is approximately one-fifth or one-sixth of the customers we have in the gas business. But obviously, 4,000 new customers each 6 months allows us to grow significantly. Keep in mind that we acquired 30,000 clients in the first semester of the year, 4,000 of which were only in the Marche region, which allows us to be very confident. And then, broadening our perspective to Marche Multiservizi, we have a few other opportunities that the company is working on to bring in two other operators in the waste business. And we are also looking into the opportunity to take part in the gas distribution tender in the Fano municipality. And then there are other opportunities which may be more interesting for the commercial area, and more specifically I'm referring to private operators. Now, this is the overall picture. in a fragmented scenario, which is looking towards industrial rationalization on one hand, and the legislative pressure, which is a consequence of the Law 23B, so the Ronchi decree. This is a situation which in which we are well positioned, so that we can spread our activities and grasp opportunities in the neighboring provinces, which is Pesaro, the neighboring provinces to Pesaro Urbino. Good morning. My name is Luca Moroni, and I'll be answering the question on tax rate. In June 2010, tax rate is equal to 42.4%. I'd like to remind you of the fact that in March it was 42.6%. 42.4% is the result of a couple of effects, one of which is positive, as was mentioned by the chairman in his introduction, which is the Tremonti Ter law. And on the other, we have the negative effect due to the Robin tax equal to 3 million euros, the contribution of the companies to the revenue, which are suffer from the Robin tax, is important. And therefore, we are assessing the opportunities we have to see whether or not our tax rate can once again go down to 41%. And even lower, possibly. What we expect is to have a slight decrease, but to maintain our figures, our tax rate at 42%. As far as the last two questions are concerned, as far as IMAG is concerned, we have an update for you. In the first half of the year budget, for the first time, we now have a contribution made by IMAG. Because their revenues last year hadn't been sent in within the deadline, and therefore it was calculated in the first half results. As far as the relationships with the public shareholders of IMAG and the possibility of acquiring control of the company, which is something that we have in mind, after the summer vacation, we started up our negotiations with the mayors once again, because they had committed themselves to Hera, and that's why we have to continue working to bring those results home. As far as we're concerned, we want to speed things up as much as possible so that we can be able to consolidate as quickly as possible. Hopefully, we will be able to achieve this result within year-end, so that we can reap the benefits of this beginning in 2011. Hopefully there will be, things will be in line with our program, with our plan. And the company will certainly be able to benefit with the, will be able to benefit of the presence of a company such as ours. They're also standalone, obviously, meaning that we don't want to keep it as such within the current framework of things. But obviously we don't have any kind of pressure vis-a-vis the week in which we will be able to have a shift in ownership. In terms of dividends, that was your last question. It's not exactly the right time to go into the issue of dividends. But I'll just remind you of the fact that we did say that we are convinced of the fact that the growth in our group's profit will certainly have to bring about a growth in terms of our dividend policy. That's something that we confirm. Also keeping in mind the two other elements which you have certainly noticed, the first of which is the results obtained by Hera on the stock market. obviously our dividend policy needs to be linked to the share value. We had also heard some remarks or ideas vis-a-vis the fact that we should not have a far too aggressive policy for dividends, meaning that we would be very wise in how we manage the growth perspective that we have. Can I ask just a last question? You certainly may. And what about Galsi? Should we expect a further delay in the decision? And what are the conditions, also in light of the market conditions, which make investments highly unlikely as of now? Well, the market conditions objectively aren't favorable. And obviously they don't push us towards speeding things up. They certainly don't push our Algerian friends towards speeding things up. For the time being, vis-a-vis the initial plans, the final investment decision had been expected between June and July, and all partners agreed to postpone it to the end of the year. This doesn't mean that things have come to a halt. We are still continuing to work in terms of authorizations on land concessions. There have been some problems, and therefore all partners agreed to postpone the final decisions on the investments to the end of the year. But we're simply referring to a delay of a few months. The next question is by Stefano Gamberini of Equitasim. Good evening. I have a couple of questions. First of all, can we go back to the breakdown of the EBITDA and the gas business? We've seen an increase equal to 18 million euros, 6 coming from distribution, 4 coming from thermoelectric, so we have and 8 million euros from the trading and marketing improvement, or is there another impact that I didn't notice? And I just wanted to see if there was an impact coming from different consolidation areas, which will be expected in the second half of the year. And I have the same question for the water business as well. Even here I was noticing that the revenues grew by over 5%. And we had very good volumes in the first half of the year. Second question. Can you tell us the EBITDA of the regulated businesses, for example, gas distribution, district heating, and the distribution networks? I had two other questions here. The first was on the sale of 20% shares of Hera Ambiente. I was doing the math, and I saw that we have a 7.5 times EBITDA. Hera Ambiente has a plus 10% EBITDA for 2010 in light of the business plan. But the multiple seems a little bit low. Can you elaborate on this aspect? And can you explain what your ideas are on this? And if I understood correctly, the any possible revenue will be invested in other businesses, and what is... What are the returns that you expect on these other businesses? Do you think that they will be better compared to the results obtained by Hera Ambiente? And then another question on dividend policy. What does it mean to link the dividend to the results obtained by the shares? The dividend policy which exists, I believe, was that of bringing the dividend to 11 cents in 2011. I was wondering whether or not the chairman was referring to the downgrade made by Standard & Poor's, and I was wondering if your dividend policy will change, meaning that it will no longer be a fixed dividend. Or will it become a payout, or how may it change? I apologize. I had forgotten to turn on the microphone. Now, you're referring to those 19 million euros. What you said is correct. Now, out of those 8, 9 million euros, which you thought was of trading, partly it's partly sales, partly trading. In the sense that we have a better result, which is represented both by the volume of San Heracom, increased its sales by 60, 70 million cubic meters, and the trading part from 230 to 168 million cubic meters. We have a, this is also goes back to what we were saying. So it's a combined figure, both for the trading and sales businesses. You also wanted a splitting on regulated and liberalized activities. Now, distribution is equal to 58 million euros. District heating is 10 million and the rest is sales and trading. But delta on water business, I didn't really grasp your question. You were saying that the tariffs increased by 3.5%, whereas profitability grew more significantly. This is due to the costs. As you know, tariffs are based on expected operational costs, which are based on the historical data at the beginning of the regulatory period, meaning that in the first half of 2009 and in 2008, we suffered because we had to absorb an increase in the electricity for the water business, which wasn't reflected in an increase in tariff. Whereas this year, in the first half of this year, partly because we signed a fixed price contract based on our experience, which is very convenient, meaning that September, October last year, and we were also able to optimize our electricity consumption, which brought about a benefit equal to 2.5 million vis-a-vis the first half of last year. And this explains the improvement we had in terms of EBITDA. Your third question was on Hera Ambiente multiples. We were reasoning on, together with our advisor, we were thinking of the values that you showed. In 2010, it's some 7.5 times. As far as EBITDA is concerned, as far as 2009 is concerned, it's 8.5 times. In absolute terms, you were saying that these values can't be that high, but if we look at the values which other European companies are dealing with in this sector, you'll notice that their figures are 6 times, whereas at home, Hera, for example, works at below 6 times. So from this point of view, and also based on what our advisor had to say, this seemed like a good value. As far as profits are concerned, I had a more open approach vis-a-vis what you were saying. In other words, we don't have any problems in reinvesting profits from the waste business into the waste business again. The waste is on the same level in terms of as the electricity sector or the water sector. It's simply an issue of expected return. If we'll notice that the waste business has better return, as happened in recent years, we will continue investing in this business. Otherwise, we'll be making our investments in other businesses. I don't think that there is a single label on that amount of money. The only label is that there needs to be a minimum level of expected return. Mr. Gamberini, dear sir, I have won a dinner because I expected your question on dividends. Thank you, because I had expected it. Having said that, I think that the seasonal aspect of things were in August. I think that I already answered your question, actually, meaning that to date, which is 10 months before the results, which seem to be given over to the board of directors, 10 months prior to that is very difficult for me to foresee what dividend we will be paying next year. But I can say a couple of things. Firstly, we expected the group's net results to grow, and we are consistent with that. And in line with that, we wanted to give some kind of satisfaction to our shareholders in terms of paying dividends, and that's something that we confirm. We haven't committed ourselves in terms of how the year will move on, but nonetheless, the spirit that we are have vis-a-vis the second half is a very positive one. And secondly, I'm not ashamed to say that there needs to be some kind of a consistency between the decisions made on this issue and the performance of our share in the stock market. And there needs to be close attention to the issue of company debt. So this is enough to say that we are not changing our policy, but we are simply in line with our expectations in a cautious way. Thank you. The next question is by Eduardo Montalbano, Centrobanca. Good evening. My question is on the average cost of debt for the first half. And if you have a forecast for 2010 overall. And then if you also have if you also intend to reduce the impact of the financial management in terms of net profit. This is Luca Morone again. I'll be answering your question. The average cost of debt, as you were saying, is below 5%. It's 4.7 or 4.8%. We expect this level to stay such or to increase or to improve slightly because we have a swap option on tax on our rates, bringing part of our debt to have a variable rate. And this will certainly bring about a positive effect on our figures, even in the second half of the year. Now, when we made this operation, the rates for the 10 years were around 3%. And now we are at 2.5 to 2.6%. So this operation was made to obtain the result that we wanted to obtain, meaning that of giving a positive impact to the cost of the debt itself. Thank you. If you have a question, you can press star followed by one on your telephone. For any further questions, press star followed by one on your telephone. There are no further questions for the time being. Thank you for your contribution. We hope to have been able to answer any questions you may have had for the time being. If you have any others, we'll be able to answer them in the days to come, and hopefully the psychological effect of these results will be extremely positive as well. Thank you very much. Talk to you soon.